Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Welcome back, everybody. We do it thanks to our friends at Sea-Doo. Get on board a Sea-Doo and discover why Australia's number one choice in personal watercraft. No passport, no worries with a Sea-Doo. And speaking of Sea-Doo, our good friend Mark Spud Carroll has released a book, which we're very excited about. So we might try and find him in the course of the afternoon, Spuddo, and give him the chance to talk a little bit about that book. Welcome back. It's Gordy Tallis, it's Paul Kent, it's James Hooper and Maroon. We cross to the nation's capital where Canberra Raiders player Josh Hodgson joins us for a chat. Josh, welcome to the Sunday Sin Bin.
Cheers, Nat. Thanks for having me.
No worries at all. Two wins in a row. Are you back on track down there in Canberra, do you think?
Oh, look, we're not going to get too carried away. It was, we've had a couple of good wins, but we've certainly been scrappy in patches as well. I think it's, especially last night, I thought you could tell that was two teams that was desperate to get that 2 points, and the game was in the balance there for a little bit. But I think defensively, the effort the boys have been putting in the last couple of weeks, and just probably just played a lot more simple, mate. Played a bit more of a simple style of footy, just being happy to turn it over in a corner and just back that will, use our energy to get the win. And that most of our tries came off the back of that. There was no real fancy trick players that got us a try. It was just breaks off fatigue. So, happy with those two results, obviously, especially with it was a 4-pointer really for us last night against the Sharks.
Yeah, and it was some good old-fashioned hard running. I think at half time you guys had 15 offloads, so you must be happy with your forwards, doing that much hard work for you.
Yeah, it was Gordy. I thought that was brilliant again last night. They've ripped in against Manly. We knew it was going to be a physical game down there. It was wet, and then same again last night. They've got some big boys, Cronulla. Sometimes you don't realise until you go against an opposition, they've got some big physical blokes who like to get them on the front foot, Talakai and those kind of blokes, and Katoa coming out the backfield. They've got some blokes that can get some momentum going. So we needed that physicality, and I thought we handled it really well. There was a couple of tough periods there, especially when we went behind for a bit, but we didn't panic, we didn't get frustrated and try and just throw the ball all over the place. We stayed pretty composed, which is, a good sign going into the back end of the year.
What's changed in that respect, Josh? You've almost become renowned this season for getting out to leads and then allowing teams back into the contest, but there's been a little bit more grit in the past couple of weeks.
Yeah, I think, as I said, mate, I said earlier, I think we've just simplified it, and I think we sometimes earlier in the year, I think we got a bit carried away trying to finish teams too early, and then when we was on the back foot, we just, our offense had led to us being so fatigued in our defense. We weren't completing well, and in the game the way it is now, if you don't complete well, you lose momentum, and it's just so hard to get it back, and your energy levels just get so zapped. And I think probably the last 2 weeks we've completed over 80%, and it has a massive impact in your defensive energy. So you could see there in that first half when we had 3 or 4 6 agains, and they got a couple of tries on us, and then we fixed ourselves up and got back into a bit more of a grind, and then we managed to turn the game back on its head. But you got to be squeaky clean, otherwise you just get so much harder when you're on that fatigue, mate.
Josh, can you give us an insight into the Raiders dressing room at the moment? The club's obviously been in the headlines a hell of a lot this year. How's things internally from a player's point of view?
Yeah, they're really good, mate. Honestly, we've obviously had a few disruptions this year. It's no secret with George going, and obviously Curtis obviously had his ban now, and he's in isolation and whatnot. So when we'll get him back, I'm not too sure, but we've just tried to put a really positive spin on this trip that we've got. We're a team that usually tends to come out swinging when we're our backs against the wall and under a bit of adversity. So we certainly showed that last night. I thought after a big trip and a couple of days training into a game, I thought the boys really turned up. And yeah, the dressing room's always good, mate. I think sometimes when you're losing, it's you get a bit more of the magnifying glass on you, and people look for reasons why. And obviously with a few disruptions, people can look at that was maybe why we was losing, but. All being all, mate, usually when you start winning things go quiet and news stories go quiet and people stop wondering what's going on at the club. So, we're always good, mate. We've got a really good culture here, and I'm sure the teams that are in and around the hotel that we're staying at the moment would probably be able to see that. We're always constantly in the team room, all 20-odd of us playing FIFA and having competitions and laughing and joking. So I'm sure anyone that sees us day-to-day knows we've got real good team spirit, mate.
Is there anything that's happened, Josh, that you can pinpoint as what turned it around for you?
Yeah, I think the bye week came at a good time, if I'm honest, mate. I can't remember which round it was. We had a bye week and we had a real good meeting with Rick, the senior boys in the Group 82 boys, and we just had a real good meeting. And he, you know, obviously spoke to us in terms of how he was feeling going forward and that he needed some support from us and vice versa. And we had a bye week, everyone had a bit of chance to get away, and he just told everyone to go away and, you know, take some time away from footy and come back refreshed. And I think that had a really good impact on us. And I don't know, sometimes the switch just flips sometimes when you have a bit of time away from footy, and it seemed to, you know, in terms of the energy levels in and around training, the intensity lifted, and just the attitude lifted around the place. Not that it was overly low, but you could just tell there was a difference. There was that bit more of an edge there. So I think maybe the bye weeks, when they came, they just came at the right time for us.
Talking about getting an edge, you must be happy. Well, I watched him for the first time live last night, Savage at fullback. Wow. Doesn't he light up the field?
Oh, mate, he's rapid. He's one of them kids who you just want to see in open space, honestly. Yeah. I was so happy for him to get his first try last night and to make that break earlier when he did. He's a really nice kid. He's straight out of school into a pre-season this year, and it was really tough pre-season for him, and it was the best of his character. And he certainly stood up to that, and it was lovely to see the on his debut game, the Skype with his family, and how emotional his mum and that was, that they couldn't come see him, but how happy they was for him. And stories like that is what you love playing footy for, young kids getting a chance and taking it with both hands. And he's certainly got a massive potential in the game. He's got some electric speed, and he loves to learn and he loves to listen. So, you know, he's got all the attributes of being a great player going forward. So early days for him, yeah, but he's got a bright future if he keeps going the way he's going.
Yeah, he's certainly lightning fast, Josh. He showed some electric signs out there last night. Can I ask you personally in relation to yourself, Josh, like you made the big call earlier in the year to relinquish the captaincy, but at the moment, the way that you're playing, it looks as though very much you are still one of the absolute leaders of that Green Machine group. So how have you balanced that? How's that work?
I'm just myself, mate. I think if I'll always be myself. I think if there's a time when I need to say something, I'll say something. And you know, if there's a time for me to be quiet, I'll shut up and let the other boys talk. But I made a call at the time that I thought that was what I needed to do. And you know, that's just the way it went. It was in one of them periods that we obviously spoke about earlier, and we moved on and got past it. And for me, it's probably a bit more simpler for me as well. Now I can choose when I want to speak, as opposed to, you know, feeling like sometimes you've got to when you're a skipper and it gets a bit quiet. So just helping out Elliot and Jared when and where they need me. And I'm just myself. Where I've got to see you next to my name or not, I'll still be myself and still try and lead the best I can. So, nothing will change in terms of on field with that for me, mate. And looking after the boys off field too, all our young boys, we've got a lot of lads that live away from families down in Canberra, as we all do. So we all tend to look out for each other.
Mate, what about in terms of next year and beyond for you?
Yeah, well, I've been asked that a million times, mate, and I'm the one that reads the same story, so sometimes you question where they're coming from, but usually there's no smoke without fire. But for me, mate, I'm in Canberra again. You know, I've had my kids there. I'm just about to build an house there that I'm planning on moving to in October. You know, my kids have just gone to primary school down the bottom of the street. You know, I've no immediate plans to go everywhere, but I'm an old head. I've been around a while. I've seen it happen before. You never know what's going to happen, but at the end of the day, mate, my future's in my own hands. I'm a grown man. I make my own decisions and what I want to do with my life and where I want to go. But for me, you know, I'm not worried or looking into anything. I've still got another this year and next year at Canberra, so I've got plenty of time to worry about future, mate. I'm just concentrating on, you know, just trying to get some good footy and try and get us in the semis into some good form, because, you know, it really is anybody's top four, is that golden ticket. You know, that's what you probably need to win it, but it makes it, you know, at least you got a chance if you're in there. So I'm just concentrating on that, mate.
Yeah, it was definitely a step in the right direction last night. And I reckon if any side can make a late run and get into the finals, it's the Green Machine who could definitely give some cheek. Josh, can I ask, how is it inside bubble life up there? And did a lot of the Raiders players, what's the latest in terms of families being able to join the club and all that sort of thing?
Yeah, we've honestly been really lucky, obviously, with all the Sydney partners and I think the Melbourne partners as well have obviously been pushed back, not been able to come. But we, with the state laws, we got really lucky that our families could fly into Queensland. We got told last minute if they fly in on, I think it was the Friday or the Thursday, if they fly in on that day, then they wouldn't have to quarantine and they can go straight into a hotel. So most of the boys' families are up here now on the Gold Coast, and You know, we're obviously in bubble life in here, but it's lovely to see, you know, my missus sends me videos of the kids on the beach in the morning and just see them smiling and know I'm not a million miles away from them. I'll be with them in a couple of weeks. Certainly makes it, you know, a hell of a lot easier. And, you know, I think everybody in the world, in Australia is pretty quick to jump on the back of an RL when they make a bad call or the stuff up or whatnot, but I can't put them any more high regarding how they've, you know, kept the game going, all the things I've put in place, the amount of work that must have gone into getting us up here and how they've been in terms of doing everything they can to get our families up here. And I know they still will be doing with all the Sydney families. I take my off to them in what they've done because it must have been a massive operation. And, you know, when you get the moments, when you get videos of your kids playing on the beach and you know you're going to see them in a couple of weeks, you certainly have a lot of respect for them for getting that across the line. So I think we've got to give them credit where credit's due too.
Good on you, Josh. Good to catch up, mate. And we wish you all the best for the Raiders. You're right on the knocking on the door of the eight. And best of luck next week. We've lost him, have we? Okay, no worries. Good on you, Josh.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.